thanks for joining me for another weekday meditation. You know, one of the things I've learned over the past 4 days and hearing from some of you is that how difficult it is to actually remain in a short season of prayer and focus on gratitude. It seems as though we're scattered so much in the hectic come and go of life that to take 10 minutes and be still is almost impossible. Maybe you're like me and you have a hard time staying focused on things. I have learned that I don't pray well with my eyes closed. I tend to pray best with my eyes open. It's like when I close my eye, it's like my head is chasing rabbits all the time. But like we do in every meditation, let's take a few minutes and get our minds and our hearts focused on the Lord. So let's take a few breaths and know that when we breathe, with this intentionality, it's like we're setting a fence and there's a gate we walk into. It's the hectic pace of life on one side, and we're going to take these breaths and build that fence. We're going to step into the gate in a place that is more quiet, more fulfilled, more content, and filled with the presence and the goodness of God. Let's take a breath. Let's take one more. I want to encourage you on this Friday to be able to name 5 things today that you're grateful for. They could be tangible. They could be spiritual. You know, they could be motivational. They could be relational. But think out loud and let the Lord know 5 things you're grateful for. Let me see if some of the few that I mentioned to the Lord this morning might be helpful to you. I said, Lord, I'm grateful for our house. I love where we get to live. I said, Lord, I'm really grateful for my truck. Yeah, that's a fun truck. I said, Lord, I want to thank you for this newfound sense of being able to meditate and quiet my soul. What are those things? Name them out loud. 5 things. Don't overthink them. They could be big, they could be little. Now that you've shared a few things with the Lord that you're grateful for, remember that when we're grateful for what we have will always be enough. So in this season of gratitude, let's stop for a minute and let's listen to what the writer of Proverbs says in chapter 5. You'll notice over the past few days when we've been in Proverbs that it's a father writing to a son. So in verse 1 in chapter 5, it starts off, "My son, pay attention to my wisdom. Listen carefully to my wise counsel." Now, did you notice there that the father is saying to the son, meaning a spiritual parent to a spiritual child, pay attention to the wisdom. But whose wisdom? To God's wisdom. Listen carefully to my wise counsel, God says. Then you will show discernment, and your lips will express what you've learned. For the lips of an immoral woman are as sweet as honey, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But in the end, she's as bitter as poison, and dangerous as a double-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, her steps lead straight to the grave, for she cares nothing about the path to life. She staggers down a crooked trail and doesn't realize it. So now, my children, listen to me. Never stray from what I am about to say. Stay away from her. Don't go near the door of her house. God is saying to us that we can have all the wisdom we want. We can have all the counsel, the good counsel, we could possibly hope for. When we do those things and we seek them from on high, then we have a discerning spirit in which the Spirit of God can direct us in His right way. But the writer also describes that when we don't do that, when we go the other way, he kind of refers to it to like a tramp. And she will break your heart. She will ruin you. She will take you further than you want to go. What a great time to stop for a minute and take another breath. Right now, why don't you ask the Lord for wisdom? Let me join you in that. God, would you give each of these listeners an abundance of your wisdom and your counsel, that they might be discerning in all things? And then bring something to the Lord that only He could do for you. That's it. What is it that only God can do for you? And just ask out loud, God, would you? And fill in the blank. Then bring to the Lord that how grateful you are for what He does. I actually stopped this morning and said, Lord, thank you for my health. What is it that you want to brag on God about? Tell Him He's so wonderful. Thank Him for His wisdom. Thank Him for His counsel. Let's take another breath. Let's bring somebody else. Bring the petition for God to do something in somebody else's life right before the Lord. This morning, I was asking the Lord to step in and do what only He can do with His healing powers in my friend Susan Roebuck's life. It's good to bring things before the Lord. He loves it when His kids come before Him. Let's breathe deep again as we finish this time of meditation today. My friend, you've just finished 5 days with a time of meditation that included an attitude of gratitude, scripture, the application of that scripture, and a season of prayer. While they were only less than 10 minutes each, for many of you, it was the first time you've done 5 straight days. Now I urge you, don't stop here. You don't really need me to guide you anymore. All you truly need to do is remember, this is what I'm grateful for. This is what God says. This is what it means in my life. God, would you do this in my life? Thank you, God, for who you are. God, I want to bring a friend or someone before you that needs your help. Breathe deep and take all those things and say, in the name of Jesus, we all pray. Amen. God bless you. Hope to see you this Sunday. Bye-bye.